experiencia única que equivale a 500 horas de clase y mejorarás tu nivel de inglés. Atrévete a vivir en inglés y verás la diferencia. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833.
Listening to
the show with no name.
With your favorite DJ in the whole wide world. Another. No, it's Juanjo. It's definitely Juanjo in the house. My amigos, we're pushing into the second hour of today's program. I can't believe that an hour has already flown by. I hope you guys are having fun and learning in the process. All right, guys. Well, before we get back into the Name That Lyric section, we were looking at the Beatles song In My Life. But before we do that, we have to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. Now, guys, I've got to tell you this right now. Nobody's got it yet. Now, if you guys got it the second time, I'm going to call bullshit. And even the third, I don't know. Hey, maybe not. Maybe not. But no cheating, all right? All right, Juanjo, vamos a escuchar esto por tercera vez, please.
Close your eyes and think of snowflakes and moonbeams and whiskers on kittens. No picking! Of rainbows, forget-me-nots. Of misty meadows and sun-dappled pools.
There you go. I know I'm cruel. I'm totally cruel. But hey, we're going to learn some new vocabulary. And also, guys, obviously it's from a movie, but don't cheat. Remember? So we'll also see what movie it's from as well. All right. Well, we were looking at today's Name That Lyric. The song is In My Life by the Beatles. And let's take a look at the lyrics. He says, there are places I'll remember. Hay sitios de las cuales me acuerdo, right? There are places, o que me acordaré realmente en el futuro. There are places I'll remember. Now remember that I'll. Tan importante esa L como la I. Right? I'll remember. All my life. Me acordaré de ello. Todo mi vida. All my life. Though some have changed. Aunque algunos han cambiado. Though. You can say though is aunque, right? Though. Or although. Or even though. Tres opciones. Elige la que te guste más. Entiende las tres. Though, although, even though. Aunque, right? Though some have changed. Aunque algunos han cambiado. Some forever. Algunos para siempre. Not for better. No siempre para lo mejor. Han cambiado, right? Algunos para siempre. Some have gone. Algunos se han ido, right? And some remain, right? To remain is to stay. Same word, right? Well, it's not same word, but same meaning. So some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments. Cada sitio tuvo su momento, right? All these places had their moments. With lovers and friends, amantes y amigos. I still can recall. Me sigo acordando de ellos. I recall, I recollect, I remember. Different synonyms there. Some are dead. Algunos han fallecido, algunos están muertos. And some are living. Y algunos siguen vivos. In my life, en mi vida, the name, the title of the song, ahí lo tienes. In my life, I've loved them all. Les he querido a todos. But of all these friends and lovers, pero de todos estos amigos y amantes, there is no one that compares with you. No hay ninguno que compare contigo. And these memories lose their meaning. Y estos recuerdos, remember, we don't say remembers. Veo siempre la gente, un remember del año pasado. No, un memory. Un recuerdo es un, right? So, me recuerdos, I remember, pero un recuerdo es a memory. De hecho, tenemos dos palabras de una canción de Metallica. The memory remains, ¿no? El recuerdo se queda. Right, so, but all of these friends and lovers, there's no one who compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning, pierden su sentido. When I think of love as something new, cuando pienso en el amor como algo nuevo, right? Though I'll never lose affection, aunque nunca perderé, ese cariño, for people and things that went before. Por la gente y las cosas que han venido anterior, que estuvieron antes que nosotros, right? I know I'll often stop. Yo sé que, pues, a menudo pararé, right? I'll often, la T en ese often no se pronuncia. It's not often, it's often, right? So, I know I'll often stop and think about them. Remember, we don't say to think in them, pensar en ellos. We say to think about them. And then the last lyric there is, in my life, I'll love you more. En mi vida, te querré más. All right, so there you go. One of the, I mean, how, it's real. I was going to say one of the great Beatles songs. But I've got to tell you something. How many great Beatles songs are there out there? It would be hard to do that, to rank your favorite Beatles songs in order, because they're just all so damn good. But this one, well, I decided to choose today because, well, hey, I got married 3 years ago today, and it's a love song. It's about people, places, lovers, moments that have come and gone, and how we have to remember them, and how one person, usually the person you're in love with, is above all of that, right? And it just gives you, you know, dwarfs. To dwarf is to make something seem smaller, right? So the Empire State Building dwarfs the buildings around it, no? To dwarf. All right, so guys, now that we know the lyrics to this awesome Beatles song that is disputed, by the way, Lennon and McCartney or just Lennon? Just depends who you ask in this case. Well, guys, we're going to do the whole song. No siempre lo hacemos, eh? We're going to do the whole song because it's a Beatles song. That's one of the another good thing about Beatles songs. They use, especially the early ones, they weren't over 3 or 4 minutes, like 3 minutes, 3:20, you know, 2:50. So the songs, you never got sick of them. You heard it and you're like, ya está, that's it, it's over. Wow, that was a beautiful experience. And that's Beatles songs for you. And as you know, I love when people are like, I don't like the Beatles, or I'm saying, well, what depends? Like, because the Beatles have had so many different stages or phases. Like any artist, look at Van Gogh, look at Picasso. You know, they've all gone through stages in their career, and the Beatles are no different. You think the music on Sgt. Pepper sounds anything like Rubber Soul or let's go even to the earlier ones? No way. Doesn't even sound like the same band. They evolved as they went on, and well. This is an oldie but a goodie, decimos. No, una canción antigua pero buenísima. An oldie but a goodie. Así que, Juanjo, dámelo. Sing it with me, folks.
There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone,
and some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more.
Come on, guys.
For people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
Oh, yeah. I know you guys couldn't hold back. You couldn't contain yourselves. You couldn't hold back. I know you had to sing it with me, and I hope you did. It's the Beatles, In My Life. Today's Name That Lyric. All right, guys. Well, let's change gears. It's time for today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby.
Double Trouble, baby.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
It just dawned on me. It just dawned on me as me acabo de dar cuenta. Dawn, D-A-W-N, la palabra alba en inglés. It just dawned on me that I didn't tell you yesterday's Double Trouble, because we were just so excited talking all about the big wedding, and I forgot to tell you guys the answer. So it was, dudo que puedes tragar una golondrina. I doubt you can swallow a swallow. That's right. Swallow is a type of bird, and swallow is something you do with food, right? So S spelled exactly the same. That's why it's a double trouble. So I forgot to reveal that one yesterday, I think. All right. Well, guys, it's time for today's double trouble. Now, again, I think I'm going easy on you on every section today except say what. All right. In fact, I've got some comments over here. J.M. Hermosilla says, even the third time, it's all Greek to me. Ahora, te voy a dar un totally native, J.M. Hermosilla. Dale un totalmente nativo a J.M. Hermosilla.
Totally native.
And me gusta que has puesto, it's all Greek to me. Lo único que me suena a chino, pero acuérdate, Greek con mayúscula, right? It's all Greek to me. In English, Cebolla y Film says, congrats and good luck in this beautiful journey you just started. It's not a walk in the park, no es pan comido, but it's worth it. Vale la pena. And wait till you see Simon with Lara. I have lots of fun with these two. Adorable. Cebolla y Film sends us a picture of her little baby and her doggy, her pooch. Otra forma de decir, perro es pooch. P-O-O-C-H. Simply adorable. Cebolla y Film, thanks for sharing. See? This is all about sharing over here. All right. Well, guys, it's time for Double Trouble. So here we go. Remember, the only condition in this, well, two conditions. It's got to be right. Don't make up words and grammar. But also, you have to use the same word twice. Okay? Are you ready for this one? Okay. Malgastó su tiempo emborrachándose. Malgastó su tiempo emborrachándose. It sounds like me in college. Yo en universidad. Hey, I got good grades, though. Even though I was, partying like a rock star, I got really good grades in college, right? So, there we go, my friends. Wow, Virginia, I don't know if you want me to read. I just saw a direct message from Virginia. And Virginia, if you're listening, I'll share it only if you want, okay? I know you sent it to me via direct message, but we can send you some good vibes and some good energy. But you have to let me know, Virginia, or else I'm not going to read it. It's a direct message from Virginia, and very heartfelt, desde el corazón. So I wanted to ask permission, Virginia, before I read it. And if you don't want me to read it, I completely understand. All right. And I'll answer you later when I'm not on the air. All right. Let's take a look then at today's double trouble. Malgastó su tiempo emborrachándose. Alberto en la universidad. Pero aún así, saqué buenas notas. Así que fíjate. Just imagine if I had really, really, focused. All right. Let's see if we've got some winners over here. All right, we've got a winner. It's Laia. Laia Velasco. Nice job, Laia. Let's see. The second person, Melena. All right, nice job. Okay, guys, we got a few people who are mixing it up. Jay Mott, ten cuidado con el tuyo. Ahora vamos a mirar el error. Paco Carame, careful over there. Virginia, too. A couple of you've got the right idea, but we're missing something in there. You're missing an ED, or you got the wrong structure. But the idea is right, Virginia, Paco, J. Mott. The only thing is, it's not 100% right. Okay? Okay, Joaquin Lázaro has given me one that I didn't have in mind, but it totally works. So, Joaquin Lázaro, nice job. I love it when you guys do that, by the way. You know? When you guys say, ¿quieres otra forma de decirlo? Toma. Brilliant you are. Brilliant, I say. All right, there's Temosico as well. Excellent job, guys. All right, well, it looks like, it's not unanimous here. We've got some people who made some mistakes, you know? But don't worry, we're going to look at it right now, and we're going to clear it all up, all right? Lo vamos a aclarar todo. We're going to clarify it. Nunca decimos clarificate. We're going to clarify it, or we're going to clear it up in just a moment for you, okay? All right, so just waiting a few more people still answering right now. So I don't want to, I want to give you some time to answer. So let's start with the first part here, okay? Malgastó su tiempo. Well, now, to spend time is pasar tiempo. I spend time with my friends on the weekend. I spend time with my wife after work, right? Eso es pasar tiempo. To waste time is malgastar, perder el tiempo. See? Very different here now. So don't confuse wasting time with spending time. I spent a lot of time at the dentist's office. It was a waste of time. See? Pasé, pero uno es pasar y otro es, of course, to malgastar. I think that would be the big difference in Spanish. Gastar versus malgastar. So, malgastó su tiempo. He wasted his time, right? He wasted his time. My mother always used to say, Alberto, don't waste your time, right? In fact, one of my favorite lines in a song, ¿no? Letra de una canción, is Muse, Knights of Sidonia. Y dice una frase que me encanta. And he says, don't waste your time or time will waste you. And never said better, I think. So succinct. No malgastes el tiempo o el tiempo te malgastará o te gastará a ti. Right? Es lo que viene a decir. Don't waste your time or time will waste you. And I have to say, I'm very lucky. I'm going to see Muse. They're coming to Madrid this summer. And I'm going. Oh, yeah. Big Muse fan. You guys know. Well, I love music, but I'm a huge Muse fan. One of my favorite lines. Don't waste your time or time will waste you. Malgastó su tiempo. He wasted his time emborrachándose. Getting wasted. Right? El sé muchas veces en inglés, el reflexivo es el get, ¿no? Me estoy cansando. I'm getting tired. Me estoy emborrachando. I'm getting drunk. Me está entrando hambre. I'm getting hungry, right? So this get, guys, you got to get used to it. Hay que acostumbrarse a ello because it has so many uses in English. So some of you put, he wasted time getting waste, or some of you put, he wasted time wasted. That's okay. Because, no está diciendo emborrachando, pero borracho. Malgastó su tiempo, borracho. See the difference? Uno es emborrachándose y uno es borracho. So yo lo puso con getting, porque prefiero que uses el getting, right? So, malgastó su tiempo emborrachándose. He wasted his time getting wasted, right? He wasted his time getting wasted. And I remember the reason I chose this one is a while back, I remember I said, estoy cansadísimo, and a lot of you guys put, I'm wasted. And I remember saying, ooh, esta no lo saben, because I'm wasted. At menos en inglés americano es estoy borracho, estoy ebrio, right? It can be anything, marijuana, alcohol, you know, whatever you do, whatever your thing is, right? So he wasted his time getting wasted, right? Okay, but my superstar students gave us some other ways to say it. Joaquin Lázaro says he pissed away his time getting pissed. Juanjo, yo quiero un aplauso para Joaquín ahí inventándose su propio double trouble. Y funciona. It works. Nice job, Joaquín. No. Dale un aplauso. Dale ahí. So he wasted. Pero qué bien. Ahora, la diferencia. Eso es británico. O sea, hay que decirlo con acento inglés, right? He pissed away his time getting pissed. Because Americans don't say getting pissed unless we're talking about getting angry, right? So remember, in the United States, if we're pissed, it's the same as pissed off. Cabreado in Spanish, right? So, but in British English, if you're pissed, you're drunk. Pero sí que entienden pissed off como cabreado. So, si quieres, para nunca equivocarte, si estás cabreado, di I'm pissed off, en vez de I'm solo pissed. Y así siempre, aunque estés en Inglaterra, van a decir, okay, pissed off, not pissed borracho. Okay? Be careful, though, because I remember my friend said, oh, man, you were pissed last night. I'm like, did I really piss myself? ¿Me encima, en serio? What lack of self-control. Oh, my Jesus. And they're like, no, mate, you were on the piss. I'm like, I was on the piss? What does that mean? On the piss means de borrachera. And to be pissed In British English, is to be drunk. So, Joaquín Lázaro, that was a totally British one. Some other people, Ángel, said he pissed about going on the piss, right? Good. I didn't even think of the British version of that over there. But there you go, guys. So, excellent job to everybody who got it right. Malgastó su tiempo emborrachándose. He wasted his time getting wasted. All right, yo creo que tenemos tiempo. Vamos, antes de publicidad, I think we can do a section with words that sound the same or not. It's homophones.
Homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, amigos. This is where we look at tricky words. Palabras que suelen tener un poco de truco. All right, so what I'm going to do is give you two words in Spanish. I want you guys to tell me what the words are in English. and if they sound the same or not. So estamos haciendo tres cosas. Palabra uno, palabra dos, y sí o no. That's it. All right? So, here we go. The first word is el resto, o restante, lo que queda, what's left, empieza con R, ¿no? El restante, el resto, lo que queda, ¿no? So, se usa también en la matemática esta palabra, R, empieza con R, all right? Resto, restante, right? And the other one is recordar, recordar, pero no es me recuerdo yo. No es recordarse, es recordar a otra persona algo. ¿Ves? No es recordar, perdón, recordatorio. Perdona, me equivoqué yo ahí. Estaba pensando. So, the first word is resto o restante. Y la segunda es recordatorio. What are those two words in English? And do they sound exactly the same or not? All right, well, folks, we're going to a commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes. With tons more. So, stick around.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio.
Este verano tus hijos van a vivir un montón de aventuras en inglés.
Y sin salir de Madrid.
En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosbaugan.com.
10 campamentos por todo Madrid. Elige el tuyo. Las Rozas Oeste, Colegio Zola. Mirasierra, Colegio La Salle, Sagrado Corazón. Las Rozas Este, Colegio Europeo de Madrid. Las Tablas, Colegio Estudiantes. Barajas, Colegio Gaudem. Ciudad Universitaria, Colegio Mayor Aquinas. Getafe, Colegio Europeo Aristos. Aluche, Colegio Santa Gema Galgani. Arturo Soria, Colegio Ramón y Cajal. Y Arganda, Colegio Sei Virgen de la Soledad. Infórmate en campamentosbaugan.com.
Disculpe, ¿una gasolinera por aquí?
Excuse me.
Que si hay una gasolinera cerca.
Oh, no parlo español, por favor. Gracias.
Mi car necesita gasolina.
Pero María, no le hables así, que es guiri, no tonto.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Greg. I'm from Florida, and, well, I'm an Anglo here at Vaughn Town.
No me entero de nada.
Hey, forastero, no te sientas perdido. Ven a nuestro Vaughan Town y multiplicarás por dos tu comunicación en inglés. Llámanos 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas. No exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas, no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La Coordinación Pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Vive con nosotros.
Yeah. Come on. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and happy Tuesday afternoon. It's officially 12:01. So what does that mean? It's not Tuesday morning anymore. So quit your whining. Deja de quejaros. I'm just joking. I know you're not whining, pero quería enseñarte esa palabra. Wine, que se pronuncia igual que vino. Sin embargo, lleva una H. W-H-I-N-E. Right? De hecho, cuando alguien se queja, no wanna, dice, decimos, do you want some cheese with your wine? ¿Quieres algo de queso con tu lloriqueo barra vino? Right? Because you don't write the joke. It's a joke that you say. That's why it's important to know homophones, so you can get all those jokes. So when somebody starts whining, quejándose o lloriqueando, no wanna, say, would you like some cheese with your wine? That is a totally native. Como le sueltes uno de esos. Te van a decir, pero tú dónde eres, Detroit? All right, well, guys, we've got a lot to do, and we've only got 25 minutes to make it happen. So before we go on, we have to listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. And right now, nobody knows it yet. So have I stumped you? We'll find out. Juanjo, vamos a escucharlo por cuarta vez.
Close your eyes and think of snowflakes and moonbeams and whiskers on Kip. No picking. Of rainbows, forget-me-nots. Of misty meadows and sun-dappled pools.
All right, there you go, folks. That was the last listen there. For superstars only, I must say, it's definitely a tough one. Don't worry, we're going to look at it very, very shortly. But right now, what did we have to do? I guess almost. We were looking at homophones. That's right. Now, I think I confused some of you guys because I got a little bit confused. Let me just clarify. The two words here are resto, no, restante, que es un sustantivo, right? Algunos habéis puesto un verbo. Estoy hablando de un sustantivo, lo que queda, ¿no? Un sustantivo. En el otro, donde me equivoqué yo digo recordarse, no, recordatorio, es la segunda palabra. All right, so the words are lo que queda, lo que, ¿no? El restante y recordatorio. Ambos son sustantivos. So, they're both nouns. My question is, do they sound exactly the same or not? And, of course, what are the words? Let's see. The first person to get them right over here is... All right. We've got one over here. Our winner is Fran Javier. Also, Paco Carame. Paco Carame, you're on fire lately, man. Unbelievable. On fire. Now, I see some of you made a mistake, but also I've got to say something. It's partly my fault for confusing you, so don't worry. If you made a mistake because I said recordarse en vez de recordatorio, perdona, culpa mía. Como decimos en inglés, my bad. My bad, all right? So just to clarify, las dos palabras lo que queda, restante, ¿no? Y recordatorio. All right, so that first word is remainder. Remainder, right? We talked about this before, and in the Beatles song today, some have gone and some remain. Algunos se han ido y algunos se quedan. Remember, I told you, it's a synonym for stay. Remain seated. Stay seated. Mantente en el asiento. Right? Same exact word. Well, not word, meaning, right? So, remain. So, if you subtract 4 from 2, the remainder is 2. There are 2 left, right? So, remainder. Again, I said it's used a lot in mathematics, right? Talking about. Or a teacher. Let's say the teacher says, okay, you guys, those of you who did a good job on the test, you can leave. The remainder of you are going to retake the test. Los que quedan. Right? So it's not only used in math. ¿no? The remainder of you guys stay here and remain here. Ahí tenés un double trouble. The remainder of you guys remain here and you're going to retake the test. So the first word, remainder. Just think of the verb to remain. Remain seated, please, until the aircraft... That, lo oyes siempre en los aviones. Remain seated until the aircraft has come to a complete stop. Okay, pues remain. Si ponemos R, no es reminder, es remainder. Remainder, okay? The second word, recordatorio, viene de la palabra remind. Y esa palabra es reminder. So you guys tell me, remainder, reminder. Do they sound the same? Absolutely not. At least not the vowel sound, right? So I have a little reminder for the remainder of you. Acuérdate de esa frase. Tengo un pequeño recordatorio para los que quedan. I have a reminder for the remainder of you, okay? So for the remainder of the program, el resto del programa, ¿sí? Now I'm trying to use it as much. Now, I understand a lot of you guys got it right, but again, remember, it's not enough to just get it right when we're doing it here on an exercise on the show. You want to make sure you don't make these mistakes when you're speaking, right? So make sure you review these, because a lot of these words I choose for a reason, because I've heard students mispronounce them. So be careful. Remainder versus reminder. All right, I see I got a lot of people trying out today's Say What soundbite. Don't worry, we're going to look at it very, very shortly. But right now, it's time for Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, my amigos, it's Name That Movie, and as always, this is where we give you a little scene from a movie, and I want you guys to tell me what movie it is, and this is, again, just to learn some structure, some dialogue, some vocabulary in English. All right, if you recognize the movie, you can let us know on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. Here we go. I had a dream. In fact, it was on the night I met you. In the dream, there was our world, and the world was dark because there weren't any robins, and the robins represented love. And for the longest time, there was this darkness, and all of a sudden, thousands of robins were set free, and they flew down and brought this blinding light of love. And it seemed that love would make any difference. And it did. So I guess it means that there is trouble until the robins come. So, first things first. ¿Qué demonios es Robin? Bueno, sabemos que es un nombre, ¿no? Robin. So what is it? Robin. Well, you guys, we looked at birds yesterday. A robin is a type of bird. Petirrojo. European songbird. In fact, there's a very famous song called Rockin' Robin, Toot, Toot, Rockin' Robin, Tweet, Tweet. You can hear it. I don't know who. Let me. Vamos a buscarlo. Rockin' Robin. Así lo tienes. Un clásico. Como os dije antes, an oldie but a goodie. The Jackson 5. ¿Cómo no? The Jackson 5. Rockin' Robin, Tweet, Tweet. And that's where you learn also the word tweet. Right? Rockin' Robin. He's not talking about somebody named Robin. He's talking about the bird, Robin. Robin. So Robin. R-O. Además de ser nombre de... O sea, vamos a ver. El actor cómico, bueno, serio también, que falleció, se llamaba Petirrojo Williams. Robin Williams. Hey, if it helps you remember it, that works for me. All right, so a lot of people participating in the Say What soundbite. A lot of people stressing, too. All right, we've got some winners. Today's Name That Movie. A nice round of applause for Jay, Mott, and Alexis. Nice job. Awesome job, Alexis and Jay Mott. Now, I imagine they're the only two that participated because the rest of you guys are racking your brains trying to figure out today's Say What soundbite. All right. Well, we're going to look at it very, very shortly, and we will demystify what this woman is saying. All right. So let's take a look now. Again, this is today's Name That Movie. The movie in English is called Blue Velvet. In Spanish, exactly the same. Terciopelo Azul. Blue Velvet. Right. So I love it when that happens. I love it when the movies have the same name. Right. It was born. Nació la película. No, it came out mejor, or it was released. Los dos te valen. It came out in 1986 in a galaxy far, far away. And this is Sandy Williams. Sandy Williams, played by Laura Dern. Laura Dern, also Isabella Rossellini, was in this movie. And, this film was the inspiration for Twin Peaks. You guys know Twin Peaks, no? Well, this film was the inspiration for it, something I did not know. And so Sandy's character in this scene says, I had a dream. Tuve un sueño, right? Remember, guys, a common mistake with dream is the preposition. We don't dream with someone. We dream about. I dreamt about you, or I dreamt of you last night, but never dream with. I had a dream. Somebody else said that too, Martin Luther King Jr. I had a dream. Tuve un sueño. In fact, de hecho, it was on the night I met you. Fue la noche que te conocí. In the dream, there was our world, nuestro mundo. And the world was dark, oscuro, because there weren't any robins, petirrojos. And the robins represented love. Representaron el amor. And for the longest time, muchísimo tiempo, for the longest time, there was this darkness. Hubo una tiniebla, ¿no? Oscuridad. And all of a sudden, now, te digo, si quieres ser nativo, tienes que meter el all of a sudden. Nosotros lo decimos siempre. Más que suddenly. Yo tengo un amigo en Estados Unidos cada cinco segundos. All of a sudden I said this. And then all of a sudden he said, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, all of a sudden. Los americanos nos encanta. Repentinamente, de repente. Right? We overuse it, I think. So you got to drop it in there. Si quieres ser muy nativo, mete un all of a sudden de vez en cuando. Porque lo hacemos. Yo lo digo muchísimo. Right? Es casi muletilla. All of a sudden, all of a sudden. Now, I think the original one is all of the sudden. But Americans say all of a sudden. So I creo que sea acepta los dos, si no me equivoco. If somebody wants to check that, you can. But we say in the United States, all of a sudden. But since you say it so fast, you don't even hear what you're saying. All of a sudden could be a or the. You're not putting any emphasis. It's not the important part of the sentence there. In fact, it's said like a little jingle. All of a sudden, right? Like any little phrasal verb or jingle. It's not, there's no separation when you say it, right? So there was this darkness. Now, there was, we use with darkness because darkness is uncountable. Darkness, light, right? So we use singular there. There was this darkness. And all of a sudden, thousands of robins were set free. Les libraron. And they flew down. Volaron desde abajo, ¿no? Descendieron. And brought this blinding. Now, something that is blinding, makes you can't see. So bright you can't see, this blinding light of love. And it seemed, pareció, it seemed that love would make any difference. Que podría causar cualquier diferencia, ¿no? Cambiar todo. And it did. So, I guess it means that there's trouble, hay problemas, right? Until the robins come, hasta que vengan los petirrojos. So, again, the inspiration for Twin Peaks. Molly Ringwald, we talked about the other day, the Brat Pack, these 80s actors. Well, she was originally offered this role of Sandy, but her mother objected. She said it was there was too much graphic content, and Laura Dern ended up getting the role. Deborah Winger, another actress, turned down the role of Dorothy because of the erotic nature of the film. Let's see. What else? Sigourney Weaver. She was interested in being in the film, but she had a lot on her plate. Eso significa que tenía muchos proyectos a la vez, right? So a lot of people, said that they didn't want to be in this movie because it was quote-unquote pornographic. In fact, Val Kilmer turned it down, lo rechazó, because he said, this is pornography. However, he did read the first version of the script. They made a lot of changes to the script as the filming went on, which is very common. And they toned it down. It wasn't as racy as the original. Racy is subido de tono, right? Racy. Suggestive. It wasn't as racy or suggestive as the original script had intended. But I didn't know that. So many people, were either going to be in this movie, thought about being in this movie, and didn't end up being in it because of the because it was too risque. Not risky, risque. Risque se escribe. No, con que al final. Que, ka, no, Q-U-E. Risque, right? All right, so there you go. Great job to everybody who figured it out. Nice job, my amigos. All right, well, we need to solve today's Say What soundbite. Now, I know this was hell. But, hey, the harder it is here, the easier it's going to be for you when you're out there in the real world, hearing people speak, right? So, this was from the movie Scrooged. And, Scrooged is the movie with Bill Murray. I think Los Fantasmas Atacan al Jefe, you call it in Spanish. Ghosts Attack the Boss. Oh, man. Well, in English, starring Bill Murray, no, Bill Murray, right? Bill Murray and Carol Kane. This is the actress Carol Kane, a very comedic actress, very, very funny. And she played the Ghost of Christmas Present. As you guys know, the classic story of Scrooge. The Scrooge is by Charles Dickens. He's visited by three ghosts. The Ghost of Christmas Past, the Ghost of Christmas Present, and the Ghost of Christmas Future, right? And she plays the Ghost of Christmas Present in this movie. In fact, one of the funniest characters in an already very funny movie called Scrooged, right? And because it was kind of like a modern version of Ebenezer Scrooge, the classic. De hecho, la palabra Scrooge ahora significa tacaño. Gracias, Charles Dickens. Thanks for that one. So she's like a fairy godmother, como una hada loca. In fact, in this scene, she kicks him in the nuts. ¿Qué significa eso? Le da una patada en todos los huevos. Yeah, in this scene. Bill Murray. She's like, crack, crack. She's very funny. And she always played these crazy characters. I'm a huge fan of Carol Kane and all the crazy movies. So she says at the beginning, she says, close your eyes. Cierra los ojos. Close your eyes, she says. I'm trying to imitate her. And think of snowflakes. Piensa en copos de nieve. Think of snowflakes and moonbeams. Now, a moonbeam es un rayo. No sé cómo lo decís. Un rayo de la luna. Sí, rayo, igual. A ray of lunar light. So she says, close your eyes and think of snowflakes and moonbeams and whiskers on Kit. And she's interrupted there because he looks. And she was going to say, esta parte no espero que la tengas entera, porque, pero te lo digo. And whiskers on kittens. Y piensa en whisker. ¿Cómo se dice whisker? Los lo que tienen los gatos aquí. Whiskers, los bigotes, los pelos de los gatos. And you know why she says that? Whiskers on kittens and these are a few of. So she's saying, think of happy things. Think of beautiful things. So she said, close your eyes and think of snowflakes and moonbeams. And whiskers on kittens. Iba a decir, kittens son gatitos pequeños. And then she says, no peeking. No peeking. Prohibido mirar. Right? No peeking. Right? This is when you play hide and seek. No puedes destapar el ojo. Somebody's going to say to you, no peeking. And then so she keeps going. She goes, rainbows. Arcoiris. And forget-me-nots. Now, what is a forget-me-not? Olvídame no. This is a weird one. Forget-me-not. Well, a forget-me-not is what you would call un no me olvides. It's usually a plant with small blue flowers. No, un no me olvides. Se llama igual en inglés esta flor. Forget-me-not, right? So, rainbows, so she says, rainbows, forget-me-nots of misty meadows, right? Misty es con niebla, right? And meadow is usually a flat piece of ground, for grazing, un campo, pradera, prado, a meadow. Si conocéis Soprano, es el nombre, es un nombre común en Estados Unidos, pero es el nombre de la hija de Tony Soprano en Los Sopranos. Meadow, que es campo, prado, pradera, right? Meadow. So she's, you know, she's saying all these beautiful things that he needs to think about. So no peeking, rainbows, forget-me-nots of misty meadows, and sun-dappled pools. Now, dap, this one I had, aquí es donde me costó a mí, porque esto no se usa mucho. Dappled es veteado, ¿no? Es una palabra que hasta en español. Que vamos, que hay como trazos de luz y sombra, right? Con lunares, moteado, veteado, it says, right? So, so she's, and I thought, para mí, yo oí sunned apples. Yo oí apples, como manzanas, por eso me costó tanto. So, rainbow, forget-me-nots of misty meadows, and sun, espacio, dappled, D-A-P-P-L-E-D, pools, ¿no? Piscinas donde vetea o está moteado el sol. Ves como fragmentos de sol entre las, between the shadows, right? So, sun-dappled pools, all right? It was difficult, huh? Bueno, Juanjo, vamos a escucharlo ahora que lo saben.
Close your eyes and think of snowflakes and moonbeams and whiskers on kip. No picking. Of rainbows, forget-me-nots. Of misty meadows and sun-dappled pools.
That's right, amigos, that's right. It's famous birthdays. Our last section, can you believe it? And we only have like 2 minutes, so I'm going to give you guys the super fast version of today's famous birthdays. Number one, she was born in 1952. I can't believe this woman is 1 year older than my mother. She looks great. An Italian actress, director, producer. She is the daughter of Swedish actress Ingrid Bergman and Roberto Rossellini. Those are her parents, very well-known parents over there. And, well, she's known as a model, but she's also an actress as well. You might know her for her roles in Blue Velvet. Terciopelo Azul. Also, Death Becomes Her. She received a Golden Globe Award nomination for her performance in Crime of the Century. And she is a dual citizen, como yo, right? Dual is doble, dual, no? Dual citizen. We don't say double, no? Doble nacionalidad. We say dual citizen of Italy and the United States. All right? Number two, she was born in 1952, an American actress and comedian. She became very well known in the 70s and 80s for her comedic performances. She's very quirky, original, ¿no? Rara, pero en el sentido como a su manera, quirky, con Q, quirky. And, well, she was in movies such as Annie Hall, which is Woody Allen, The Princess Bride, La Princesa Prometida. She was also in Scrooged. She was in Scrooged, where she played the ghost of Christmas Present. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, born in 1942, an English singer, songwriter, and guitarist, one of the four members of the Beatles. And, well, if you know me, and then you'll know that this is my mother's favorite Beatle. Now, there's debate over whether he wrote this song or not, or whether John Lennon wrote it alone. All right, so, amigos, let's see if we've got some winners over here. Yes, unbelievable. Our winners, H. Veronica, Jester. Nice job. Number one, Isabella Rossellini. Number two, actress Carol Kane. And number three, Paul McCartney. Sir Paul McCartney to us. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.
Lovers, there is no
El futuro de tus hijos está en tus manos. Llámanos al teléfono 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Si quieres que tus hijos aprendan de forma natural, casi sin darse cuenta, mientras juegan e interactúan con otros compañeros, en la línea junior de Baugan tenemos cursos a lo largo de todo el año. Nuestro club junior, campamentos intensivos. Llama al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com. ¿Te preocupa el futuro de tus hijos? ¿Y estás pensando que sería bueno para su futuro consolidar unos cimientos fuertes con el inglés? Más en esas edades que son como esponjas y absorben todo tipo de conocimientos, que algunas veces nos da la sensación que lo hacen sin ningún esfuerzo. ¿Sabes que hablar este idioma les abriría?